I'd like to thank Governor Perry for joining us here today and for everything he and his team have done to foster a business-friendly environment here in the state of Texas. This environment was a key component in our decision to move our principal U.S. operating headquarters to College Station. And needless to say, particularly after driving around a bit this morning, we're extremely pleased to be here. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you, Governor, as well as Congressman Flores and others present who have taken the time to join us today. As Congressman Flores mentioned, we had the pleasure of testifying a few weeks ago at his field hearing in Waco on veterans hiring. It was a very successful and informative event. We're pleased to work with you, Congressman Flores, and Texas A&M to support the effort to help veterans rejoin our workforce. And I think you'll hear more about that from us in the coming months and things we want to do here in College Station with veterans hiring. I'm so proud to be here today presenting a grant to Texas A&M to support its nationally recognized STEM education efforts. An important factor in our decision to move our principal U.S. operating headquarters to College Station was its proximity to the deep pool of talent here at Texas A&M. Let me also thank all of you at the university who are here with us today, as well as our local employees. I know I speak for them when I say we are honored to begin what we expect will be a long-term partnership with Texas A&M. Let me say a few words about Cognizant. Our U.S. heritage runs deep. 20 years ago, we were founded as the captive technology arm of the Dun & Bradstreet Corporation. Many of you may know that D&B was founded 172 years ago as a world leader in information services. It's particularly interesting to note that four credit analysts who worked for D&B went on to become presidents of the United States: Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses Grant, Grover Cleveland, and William McKinley. Since we were born out of D&B, Cognizant has experienced tremendous growth, and we're now recognized as a global leader in business and technology services. We work with over 170 companies in the Fortune 500, as well as many hundreds of leading-edge companies across multiple industries, helping them build stronger businesses, remain competitive, and contribute to the U.S. innovation economy. Our U.S. workforce now totals over 29,000, including more than 2,000 professionals here in the state of Texas. Cognizant's three-year, $150,000 grant to Texas A&M illustrates our commitment to growing America's innovation economy. As I'm sure you know, it is well understood that STEM education is critical to further enhancing America's growth potential and global competitiveness. Unfortunately, we have a technology skills gap in this country today. The American Society for Training and Development defines the situation as, and I quote, "the point at which an organization can no longer grow and remain competitive because it cannot fill critical jobs with employees who have the right knowledge, skills, and abilities." Unfortunately, this is America's challenge today. Clearly, we as a nation have an education challenge ahead of us, and that's why we're here today. We at Cognizant are committed to supporting STEM activities across our nation. Cognizant is one of the largest STEM recruiters in the United States today. Because of structural changes in business driven by regulation, consolidation, globalization, and virtualization of business, as well as emerging social, mobile, analytic, and cloud technologies, we see continued demand for our business and services. To meet this demand, we expect to hire over 10,000 professionals in the United States over the next 3 years. And during the same period, we expect to increase our workforce here in Texas by at least 750, and hopefully many more than that, as Cognizant continues to grow and support its customers. Let me highlight, these are full-time jobs for high-skilled technology and business professionals. These are good jobs for America. I expect that all of us gathered here today understand that the future of good jobs for our nation's youth lies in increased participation and successful outcomes in STEM education. According to the most recent data available from the Department of Education, over 70% of high school seniors in 2009 were considered less than proficient in math and science. And one recent IT industry survey found that 93% of employers believe there's a gap between existing and desired skill levels among their staff. McKinsey & Company reports that an estimated 1.5 million U.S. jobs will go unfilled by 2020 because of a lack of college graduates with the right skills. STEM education is critical for the continued growth of America's innovation economy and global competitiveness. Innovation creates new businesses and entirely new industries. According to the Commerce Department, between 1980 and 2007, an average of about 500,000 new U.S. businesses formed each year, producing 3 million jobs annually. New technology discoveries in that time frame led to the creation of the wireless communications industry, which employed 290,000 people in 2007, software and internet publishing firms and internet service providers employing over 500,000, and ever more advanced pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors leading to the creation of 350,000 jobs. Before we hear from Governor Perry, let me conclude by saying that on behalf of Cognizant, how proud we are to be here today in support of this grant and our newfound partnership with Texas A&M and the entire College Station community. We're also proud that we're able to support the creation of high-quality jobs within Texas and throughout the United States, jobs that are vital to America's ability to remain a global leader in innovation and economic competitiveness.